Hi, this is the Lindum Radio, the Manny Show, and you're listening to Dahlia.
And Manuel James Delgado. Hello, people. Yes, just like my lovely daughter said, you're listening to the Manny Show on Lindum Radio. It's that time of the week again. Hope you all had a great Easter vacation and that you were able to celebrate with loved ones and friends, and you were also able to celebrate that you know who, Mr. Jesus Christ, not only died for us, but rose again and still lives. Isn't that awesome, Dahlia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. We're going to be talking about, we were in Denmark for some time. We had a lot of fun. It was a very adventurous trip, huh? So we'll share some of those stories with you too. But if this is your first time listening to the Manny Show, we're using this next hour just to minister to you through music and through testimony and through some sort of theme that we have in the Bible to talk about. And basically, we want you to just go away after this hour feeling equipped, edified, and comfort in the season that you are in. So hopefully you can stay with us this whole hour. You can listen locally on the radio like you're doing now. You can stream it on the Lindum Radio website, but you can also watch us on Facebook Live and see all the funny faces that my daughter makes when nobody's looking. No, I'm just playing. Okay, should we play a song and then we'll get started afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. We are going to play a song by Chris McLarney, and it's Hallelujah for the Cross. There you go. Enjoy. and that was Chris McLarney on his album Breakthrough with Hallelujah for the Cross. So, Miss Dahlia, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Did you have a good time in Denmark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was the highlight? What was the fun thing, funnest thing for you while you were in Denmark?
I think a lot was maybe the funnest thing, but I'm going to say one of the funnest things.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was really fun that we go to Playland.
Playland, yeah.
Yeah. And Mikai and me, we go in a slide and go round all the time. It was really fun.
And it was so funny because you were at the top.
Yeah.
And we were at the bottom and we could hear you talking all the way up there and you could hear us, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear us talking to you? I think so, because we said something and you listened to us.
Yeah.
So.
We said also to you that we won some bouncers. We won
some
them.
Teddy bears.
It was a box and it was a finger. Then we could move the finger.
Yeah.
And then I tried to take one bouncer, but then I took two bouncers.
Yeah, you won two at one time.
Yeah, I got.
And one of them was a poop.
Yeah. I didn't know I was going to get two. I just looked at the panda because I tried to take a panda.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the poop came off.
It really was in the shape of a poop, a teddy bear. Super weird. Yeah, but we had a very adventurous time. For you guys wondering, what are we talking about? We decided to go to Denmark for our Easter holiday. Santa and I were invited to minister at a church for Easter. So we did that, but we had the whole week just to enjoy life. And it was a pretty adventurous time. We were at one house, and we found out we couldn't stay there because your allergies were acting up. So we had to move to another house. And then our little girl, Ahava, she went to the hospital twice on this trip. Those doctors probably thought we were doing something weird to our kids. The first time she went, it was for some infection in her ear and throat. And then the very next day, and we were at some friend's house, and she was playing on the couch, and she stepped backwards and fell off the couch, went head first and shoulder, and broke her collarbone. So then we had to go to the doctors again that night. But nevertheless, we still had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And even Ahava, she came back from the hospital with a broken collarbone, and she still wanted to go for walks and hang out and play. There was nothing wrong. So
yeah.
We have a cool family, huh? Yeah. But then it became the weekend, and we were celebrating Easter. Do you know what Easter is all about?
It's about Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what we celebrate during this time? About Jesus, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like what?
Easter eggs. Yeah, when we eat them, it's nothing in. It's just a lot of people, they ask, why do we do Easter eggs for Jesus?
Yeah.
That's weird. It's Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's because we give Jesus presents.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he gives them back in chocolate form and lets you eat them. So the first part of Easter is about Jesus dying for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do you think he died for us? For him, for everybody?
Because, it maybe sounds a little bit weird, but yeah. And when Jesus died for us, because then we wouldn't be so fast and die, die so fast. Because...
Yeah.
And if he didn't die for us, then we would die right away.
Die and then just, that's it. There would be nothing more to life. But because he died for us, Jesus said, because we have done so many things to live our life away from our Creator, God. God created us because He wanted to have a relationship with us. And we decided as His creation to say, we want to try to do this on our own. And because we did that, we pushed ourselves away from Him. And He was our lifeline because He created us. So He's the one that gives us life. And we didn't realize this maybe, I don't know, you know. But Jesus, He said, you know what, I'm going to come down, I'm going to die for their sins, and that way we can forgive them for their sins once and for all, and then that way they can have a relationship back with us and live forever with us. I think that is so cool. But it didn't end there. He didn't just like die for us. He also came back alive. Now, I've read stories, both in the Bible and outside, people dying and then coming back to life.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, they get old and then they die again. Jesus, though, He died, Dahlia, and then He came back to life and He's still alive.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Mm-hmm.
It's like very like, whoa. But I think I asked you, but you didn't really know, maybe, I don't know, but like knowing that Jesus is still alive, what does that mean for you?
I don't really.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough one. For me, it means that, you know, if I'm going to follow after something that's bigger than me, then it needs to be kind of alive. You know, why should I follow after somebody that's dead? They're dead, you know. They don't know what I'm going through mm-hmm. right now. But Jesus, He's still alive, and He knows what I'm going through right now, you know? So I think that's really, really cool to know that Jesus died, came back to life, and He lives with us through His Spirit that's inside of us. Jesus says that, I want to give you my Spirit, and He can help you live a life with me. Isn't that kind of cool? And that's what Easter's all about. And, you know, Easter egg hunting, chocolate eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I thought you were going to say? That the Easter chocolate eggs, you know, when we open them, there's nothing in it,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just the outside, the chocolate. And so I thought you were going to say, like, the chocolate was where Jesus was buried. And then when you open it, oh, wait, Jesus is not there anymore. He's alive. Anyways, so you're welcome to join us on this conversation that we're having about Easter. I preached about celebrating brokenness, and I'll explain a little bit about what that means after the next song. But you can send us a comment about, you know, what does Easter mean to you, and how did you celebrate it this weekend? We'd like to hear from you and hear some of your testimonies of what happened this Easter weekend with you all. You can, if you're local, you can text us at 521377. Again, that number is 521377. Or if you're following us on Facebook, just comment on the thread and we will respond. So, ready for another song? Oh yeah. This song I'm going to play is by a children's group, or kind of like a youth group called The Bright Ones, and they do music with a band called Bethel, and they just came out with a movie. And I so badly want to see it, but it's only showing in America. So I hope we can get it out here to the Faroe Islands. But The Bright Ones from Bethel Music came out with a movie. And this is one of their songs from their album, Bright Ones. It's called Spirit Move. Here you go. Enjoy.
I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. Feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So come. I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. In the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. that you were born sons and daughters. So like the rain come drenched just in love. Special glory rushing like a flood. Cause we are fixed on this one thing. To know your goodness, to see your glory. See it now, your kingdom come. I can hear it now, the sounds of heaven. You said that if we ask, we'll receive. So we're asking for the greater measure. So like the rain come drench us in love. Let your power rush in like a flood.
Oh, yeah. That was a good mix, huh, Dee? That was Bright One singing Spirit Move. You don't like my dance moves or what?
I think it's for her.
That used to be cool in my days, all right? You don't know, girl. Okay, yes, we're back. This is The Manny Show, if you're just joining us. And today we're talking a little bit about what Easter means to us. And I preached this past Sunday, and my title was called Celebrating Brokenness, and it was inspired because my wife, she was asked to sing a song, and so she was saying, which song should I sing, honey? And so she had a few different choices, but then she came to a song by Hillsong called the Broken Vessel song, Amazing Grace, and when we played it, I just felt instantly that was the song, first of all, that she should sing, but then I should also talk about this. And I'm like, but broken vessels, what does that have to do with Jesus rising up from the grave to live for us? And it just rolled this thought and how to talk about it. It just came to me through hearing the song over and over again and just, you know, talking to God about how I should communicate this and different pictures came to my mind, and I was like thinking, okay, do I have any personal stories about, you know, being broken? I think we all do. We all have times where we've felt really, really broken. And then I also, well, I got to share about Ahava having a broken bone too. So that kind of made sense with the message. But I was just remembering one time I got into this fight with this guy, and I only have one broken bone in my body, and it's my rib right here. It's like shaped differently than the rest of them because it healed in a different way because it got broken. And this guy, he didn't like me very much, and he kept on coming to my apartment, and he would never leave. And he knew how to fight. He would always beat up people. So I was scared to, you know, kick him out. But finally, I got tired of him being there. So I said, okay, let's fight. You know, and if I win, you have to leave my apartment and never come back. And I was like, I'm going to die. But he said, okay, let's fight. And so we went outside of my apartment, and he came after me to hit me, and I kicked him in the private part. And he fell to the ground, but he got back up. And then he ran after me again, and I kicked him in the private part again. And this time he got up and ran, and he ran into my apartment because the door was open. And I was like, get out. I chased after him to get him out of my apartment. And he grabbed like this really long, it's called a golf club. It's like this long metal thing, right? He picked up a golf club and swung it at me, and he hit me in the rib with it. And it hit me really hard. But at the time, I didn't, you know, really feel it because I was just so mad and so like full of energy. So I managed to get him out of the apartment, and I was hitting him a bunch of times. And then he said, stop, stop, stop. And I said, okay, never come back to my apartment. And so he left and he never came back. But after he left, I went and I laid on the couch, and then the pain came. And I was like, oh, but I didn't want to go to the hospital because I thought I'd get in trouble. Because they're like, oh, what happened to you? So, but that was my broken bone experience, you know? And that lifestyle that I was living was just so bad that it led me to, I lost my apartment. I was living on the streets. I lost most of my friends. No one trusted me. I was in a really bad place. And the only thing that I could think of was to cry out to Jesus for help, you know? And the night that I decided to do that, I really felt that Jesus understood what I was going through. I didn't hear him talk to me. I just felt that he was there with me, and that he understood how broken I was, and that I needed his help. And he helped me so much. There's this song by Matthew West, and he has some of the lyrics I just want to read out loud to him. And this is kind of like what that brokenness meant for me in the hands of Jesus. Okay? And the song by Matthew West is called Mended. And the lyrics go like this. When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see wounded, I see mended. You see your worst mistake, but I see the price I paid. You see the scars from when you fell, but I see the stories they will tell. You see the worthless, but I see the priceless. And that's exactly what I needed from Jesus. I needed him to make me feel worthy again, because I felt so worthless, like I wasn't good for anything. And I felt Jesus from that time on helping me to understand that I'm worth more than I could ever imagine. And there's like this tradition that the Japanese culture does. And I can't pronounce it the right way, but sorry for that. But it's called something like Kintsukuroi. It's Japanese, okay, people? But anyways, what they do is when there's like this vase or any type of pottery, like a bowl or something that breaks, instead of throwing it away, they put it together, and where it was cracked, they put like melted gold or silver so that when it dries, it sticks together and it's even stronger than it was before. And because it has silver or gold, it's actually worth more than it was before. And so I was living my life, and the way that I was living, it broke me. I was just broken. But Jesus, he put me back together, and he sealed me with gold and silver. He sealed me with his love, his grace, and everything that he has. And he made me worth more than I could ever imagine. Okay? And he does that for everyone that feels broken and that does something bad. He makes them say, you know what? It's okay. I love you. I forgive you. let me help you see how much you're worth in my eyes. Now, Jesus did that for us, but he chose to be broken for us. You know, he didn't do anything wrong. He's perfect. He's always good. He's always loving. But he said, you know what? The only way that people are going to know how much I love them, and the only way that they can come back to us is if I allow myself to be broken. And that's why he died on the cross for us, so that he could be broken for us. And because of that, it brought so much more worth to him, to us, and to our relationship together. And I'm just like, whoo, wow, Jesus, you did that for us. That's pretty amazing. And the cool part, though, is that when Jesus came back to life, you know, because he was on a cross, right? He was like this, okay? His hands were nailed. They hammered nails into his hands so that he could be on the cross. And his feet, they put nails in his feet so that he could stay on the cross and die. And then one of the soldiers, to make sure that he was dead, grabbed his sword and stabbed him in the side, just to make sure that he was really dead. So when he came back to life, he still had the scars, right? He still had the holes here and in his feet and in the side. And so when he came back to life, he showed himself to his friends, almost all his friends, but there was a few that didn't see him. One of his friends, his name was Thomas. And when his friends told Thomas, hey, Jesus is alive, we saw him, Thomas was like, I don't believe you. I have to see his scars. If I can see that, you know, if Jesus comes to me and shows me the scars where he had the nails in him, then maybe I'll believe, you know. And Jesus loved him so much that the next day he found Thomas and he said, hey, Thomas, come here. I want to show you something. He says, put your hands right where the nails were. Put your hands in my feet. Put your hands in the side. And Thomas felt all the holes, all the scars. And Thomas fell to his knees and said, oh, my Lord and my God, you know? And his scars, Jesus' scars, tell a story. They tell a story of what he did for you and me, you know? And Jesus says, hey, you have a story too, Dahlia. You have a story too, Manuel. What I did for you, you know, whatever you did that was bad, and I forgave you, and how it made you feel to know that you were forgiven. You know? And so I love to tell my story about how I used to be. Not because I'm proud of how I used to live. I'm very sad about how I used to live. But I'm more proud of how Jesus can take me and took me from that old life and gave me a new life and gave me a beautiful wife, gave me four awesome kids, and I get to share about Jesus and how much he loves me everywhere I go, you know? Those are my scars, you know, just like Jesus has scars. I have scars, and they tell a story. And we all have a story to tell about what Jesus has done in our life. So don't be ashamed of your scars, people. Don't be ashamed of your past, but share it in a way that shows that, hey, Jesus changed my life, and he can do it for you. Your story can help transform someone else's situation and circumstances. He's given you scars, a story, so that you can share just like he has his scars and to tell a story of what he did for humanity. Amen? So, yeah, we're going to play a song and we'll get back to what we're talking about. Please continue to share about what your Easter holiday was like and maybe some testimonies of how he touched you and reminded you of how much he loves you. And we have a couple song requests too, so we'll play those a little bit later. But our next song is by Tedashi and Jordan Feliz, their album Neverfold, Gotta Live. Enjoy.
Even when my light burns low, I could never lose my hope. I've been down this road before. Now I know which way to go. You can try to drag me down.
like I need to breathe. Yeah, make it clear like I need to see. As a kid, mama told me sky's the limit till you hit it. Like King Griffey, Jim Vince's out of hell. Out the park, hit and run, that's my drive. That's my drive, it's a vibe, been that way all my life. Yeah, I shut it down when I shine with the truth. Yeah, I ride with the crew, gave my life to the crew. Testify, walk on water like the Son of Man. Understand, I'll never drown. Take a hit, never quit. Might be down, but never out. There are days that I fail, and the train's off the rail. Through the pain, we prevail. Tell them you just gotta live.
Even when my light burns low, I could never lose my hope. I've been down this road before. Now I know which way to go. You can try to drag me down, but I'll be living in the clouds. Everybody has their doubts, but you can't stop now. You just gotta live.
Till there's nothing left, lean on. We need you like there's no one else. Ain't nobody out here more like you. And with you that broke the mold, and ain't no more like you. That for sure. Woo! I can't drop out like the top down on the coupe. Tell them watch out when I walk, I make a move. Sunday morning with my hands up, like they got the handcuffs. Searching for some answers since mama passed with cancer. And my sister left Seattle with a one-way ticket home. Hope she holding Chase and teaching him to speak some more. Gotta keep it going. Yeah, that's all it told me. Tell him you can make it when you know the one and only.
Burning right beyond the fire. You were born to win, yeah, you're a fighter. Don't let your light just fade away.
Just gotta live, darling.
I just wanna live.
I just wanna live. God's not dead, he's surely alive.
That's not the song. Anyways, that was Never Fold with Gotta Live and Gotta Live for Jesus Christ, Beans and Rice. Maybe not the beans and rice part, but anyways. Yes, so welcome back to the Manny Show. Me and my little girl Dahlia, we're talking about Jesus Christ, Easter time, and about celebrating brokenness. And I talked a little bit just before about what I was preaching about Easter in Denmark, and that Jesus was broken so that we can know that he understands our brokenness, okay? Jesus has scars so that we don't have to be ashamed of our scars, but that we can tell a story of how Jesus healed us and gave us a story to share that can help someone else in their situation. And his scars that he still has to this day up in heaven, the holes in his hands and his feet and his side, tell a story of what he did for humanity. Isn't that amazing? I believe from what I can get out of the story of Jesus and what it says in the Bible, that he did all of this because not only was he broken, not only does he have the scars, but because he did all that, Heavenly Father chose to glorify him. In other words, lift him up above all other names, lift him up above all other kingdoms, and give him everything and let him sit like in a kingdom on the right side, which means the highest honor. So Jesus has received the highest honor of any type of honor you can ever think of. He's been glorified. And Jesus is saying, hey, look, your identity, who you are, should be defined through me and in me. And if I'm glorified, Jesus is saying, if I'm glorified, then guess what? If I am in you and you are in me, then guess what? You are glorified too. So we are glorified with him. The Bible says that we're in two places at one time. Isn't that kind of cool? Like, think about this here on earth. You can be here right now, and you can be at Pizza 67 eating pizza at the same time. Imagine if you could do that. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bible is saying, Jesus is saying, that you're not only here on earth, but you're also up in heaven seated with me in the place of honor. Because we're in him and he's in us. And he's saying that whatever I have up here in heaven, I give to you to use here on earth. Because you're glorified like I am. So I believe that Jesus did all of this so that we could find our identity in him. So that's why we can celebrate, you know, and I know it sounds weird to say celebrate the hard times that you're going through right now, but if you can find a way to celebrate your situation, the Bible says, count it all joy in all circumstances. It doesn't mean to be laughing like, woohoo, this is so much fun, all the pain that I have, you know? No, no, no. In spite of all the pain that you have, you still find joy in the eternal value that you have being in Jesus and Jesus in you, knowing that you're glorified and knowing that this life is not the end. Because Jesus lives, that means that we get to live forever with him. And we get to enjoy a lot of what heaven has for us down here on earth. And we can use that to not only draw us closer to God, but help other people get to know Jesus even better. Because Jesus says, I came to give life and life to the fullest. So if you feel like your life is not just what it should be, then ask Jesus, hey, I need to draw closer to you because I want to live a life like you want me to live. That's what it's all about, you know, just living our life with our identity in Jesus, who is glorified, who has scars, and who has been broken. So he understands what we're going through. And he's saying, hey, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you, and I'm here to help you come above your circumstances and enjoy life and life to the fullest. Does that make sense? Yeah. So do you want to hear the song that Mama sang?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have the recording of Mama singing it, but I have the song that she sang. Okay? So we're going to play that for you all, and then we'll come back and pray. Yeah. You're a tough mother. Yep. Okay. Here we go. This is Broken Vessels, Amazing Grace by Hillsong Worship from their album No Other Name.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Yeah, Broken Vessels by Hillsong Worship. That was the song that Mama sang at the church on Sunday. Very, very good song. Awesome message in there. So listen, people. Yes, you can celebrate your brokenness today because it leads to the healer who leaves us with the scars to tell a story. And I didn't share this before, but testimony, which is storytelling, and Revelations, the last book in the Bible, it says that the saints, which are, you know, those that believe in Jesus, were saved by the blood of the Lamb, Him dying on the cross, and by their testimony, their storytelling of what Jesus did in their lives. That's what saves us. That's what reminds us of what we're saved from. And so when we celebrate our brokenness, it leads us to the healer who leaves us with scars to tell a story that he can do it again. And that leads all who receive in faith an eternal glory like we can never fully imagine. There's just no end to what it means to be glorified in Jesus and have this eternal value and eternal life with him. So I really hope you get to enjoy that revelation of knowing that our identity is in Jesus, the true and living God, and that he understands your brokenness. He understands your past, and he opens your eyes to the future that you have with him. So I hope you had a great Easter, and blessings to you all that are out of the country. Have a great, great week. We're going to close in prayer. But before we do that, a few announcements of things coming up here on the Faroe Islands. There is so much, just when you thought there was a lot going on this weekend with all the conferences, there's even more going on this following weekend. There's this ministry called Sister's House, led by a wonderful woman that's in a Philadelphia church called Ijoma. And she's having a conference with some guest speakers from the U.S. and the U.K., Joan Hunter from Texas in the U.S. and Alice Cresswell from Chester in the U.K. They're going to be here this weekend ministering all weekend long in different parts of the Faroe Islands. So look up Sister's House on Facebook and you'll find their event and the times and different things like that. And there's a YWAM Faroe Islands. They're also having a conference in the southernmost island on the Faroe Islands, and that's all weekend long. So look up that on Facebook. And if that wasn't enough, my good friend Wayne Simmons and Costa Melander and friends, they're coming up to put on a traveling Bible school called Transformation Bible School. You can find that also on Facebook, Transformation Bible School, and that will be all day Saturday. And Wayne will be preaching at a church over by the airport. So a lot going on, people. So find which event you're able to go to. Go there and be blessed and be a blessing, okay? So yeah, look up those things on Facebook. Sister's House for their conference, Transformation Bible School, and YWAM Faroe Islands for those different events going on this weekend. Should we close in prayer, Dahlia?
Yeah.
And then we'll play one song as a goodbye song. Heavenly Father, we want to just start off by saying we are so amazed, and we use this time to remember that amazement that we have in you. You are the risen King. You are our Lord and Savior. You are our Creator. And we're so thankful that we can follow after a living King, a living God that understands our brokenness, that understands our past, and gives us hope for a future that has eternal value. And Lord, I don't want to live my life trying to prove that you exist. I just want to live my life showing that you exist through your love, through your grace, through your forgiveness that you have given me, that I may be able to pass it on to the people around me. I don't need to prove that you were risen, that you not only died on the cross, but that you rose from the dead. I don't need to prove that. My life alone, my testimony alone of what you've been doing in my life will be truth enough. And when people experience the true and living God like I have and like others have, they'll know that you are risen. They'll know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. So we love you so much. Bless those in their season that they're in. If it's a broken situation where they just feel like there's no hope, give them hope. Pour out your peace over their lives right now, Lord Jesus. We love you so much. Bless everyone that's been listening and that will listen later. Amen. So you all have a blessed week, and we'll play one more song for you, and maybe I'll see you at one of the events this weekend. Take care. This is the last song by Unspoken from the album Just Give Me Jesus, The Human Condition.
I fake my confidence and put it on like armor. 5'9", so I try to stand a little taller. To measure up, I gotta work a little harder. It's the human condition. I do it all to make it perfect for the picture. Pretty smile, let me find the perfect filter. If they believe it, maybe I'll believe it with them. That's the human condition. Lord, help me. I'm so tired of pretending I can hold it together when I know that I can't. Lord, show me I don't have to be worthy. It's because of your mercy. You love me. You love me just as I am. You love me. You love me. You love me just as I am.
And a cross that was too heavy. My jaded heart to wanna wear it needed saving. You could've turned, could've run, could've left me in my human condition. And if I'm really being honest, every day I struggle with the promise that all I am is all you ever wanted, ever wanted.
Lord, help me. I'm so tired of pretending. Show me I don't have to be worthy. It's because of your mercy. You love me. You love me just as I am.
I am.